The passage this week is, I know we don't read from Proverbs very often, but I hope you enjoyed Proverbs. This passage is from Philippians 1, verses 9 through 11. So this is my prayer, that you that your love will flourish, and that you will not only love much, but well. Learn to love appropriately. You need to use your head and test your feelings so that your love is sincere and intelligent, not sentimental gush. Live a lover's life, circumspect, and exemplary. A life Jesus will be proud of, bountiful in fruits from the soul, making Jesus Christ attractive to all, getting everyone involved in the glory and praise of God. What I wanted today is remind you, if you didn't see last week's sermon, or the midweek meditation, the welcome to the new week also had Matthew 5, and I think we need to refresh our memories. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are and no more and no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought. When you start thinking of that, and that's what this also, these passages are trying to go to, is double checking everything and saying, hey, we already covered the part about loving God, right? We did that with the passage, right? Love your God with all your passion, prayer, and intelligence. Then we went so many other places today, didn't we? If you looked in Proverbs, the intelligence we're seeking is God gives out wisdom free. So you see, your intelligence isn't relied on what you might have learned from someone else or what you might have read, but internally, God's already given it to you. You just need to develop it. It's plain spoken in knowledge and understanding. It's there for us to use. And God is very rich in common sense. I like those. For those who live well, and a personally bodyguard to the candid and sincere. So just think, bodyguard. We have God on our side. We have God giving us gifts, knowledge, wisdom, ability to share God's love with others. How can we not know how to love ourselves? Then in the New Testament, we got slapped with what? The world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, telling us how to live. I spent 66 years and some months on this earth. Not as many as you. Pastor Paul gave me a look and he's 67. I'm only 66 in a few months. But I was getting knowledge from the world in many, many ways. Did I not? You did too. Most of us finished elementary school, middle school, high school. Some of us went to college. Some of us went to post degrees. That knowledge is practical. It's there for us to receive, but it's not what? The knowledge God gives us. The Bible, which I didn't bring one today. Bible is what? God giving us a gift of knowledge. All the stuff, if you read carefully, it's trying to tell us what? In the Old Testament and the New Testament, God loves us unconditionally no matter what. There is nothing that can stand between us. Always remember that. So remember that quite often, as it goes on, you let the world, which doesn't know a thing about living, tell you how to live. You're filled your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhale disobedience. But you know the part I have problems with? And I don't think it's me as much, but I know there's many people that were told, hey, you're lacking in something as you're growing up. Someone told you you weren't 100% in this area, or you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. Don't believe them. I know it's too late for most of us. We've already started believing them when we were young, and we have a hard time, what? Turning that voice off in our head. God didn't put that voice in your head. Somebody else did from the world. Turn off that voice. Know that God loves you right where you're at. There is nothing that's going to come between you and God. God said it through Jesus and many other ways. And now I've lost my sermon passage. There. My notes. Oh no. Ah, I'm better now. So, we need to learn to love appropriately. So that means when we love, you know, I like everything about you, but it's not appropriate.
Amen.
Okay? That is not appropriate love. Going up to somebody who has doesn't like to be touched, and you just give them a big hug without thinking, that is not appropriate love either. There are many things we can do that's appropriate, but first we need to learn who that person is. Be positive for them and help them be positive for themselves. That's appropriate love. Be with them when they need help in times of trials and tribulations. I remember, and I couldn't find it this week, but there's a pet, I've seen a picture, and it's Winnie the Pooh sitting on a log, and little, not Eeyore, what's the little one? Piglet. Piglet came up and said, Winnie the Pooh, you look sad. Says, I am, but I just want to be alone. I'm not having a good day. Things are going against me. I'm sad. But I don't want to talk about it. Piglet asked, you want to talk? No, I don't want to talk about it. So Piglet sat down next to Winnie the Pooh. And just sat there quietly. Winnie the Pooh looked at Piglet and said, what? Why are you here? Why did you sit down? And Piglet loved appropriately by saying, I know when days aren't right. That sometimes you just need somebody there. It's okay you don't want to talk. I'll just sit here quietly, just so you know you're not alone.
Amen.
Amen. That's living appropriately. That's loving appropriately. There's so many ways, because that's what God does. God sits beside us and loves us, puts God's arm around us. We are so fully loved by God. And it's very hard. That's where Matthew 5 comes in, if you think about it. It's hard for us, what, to feel that blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. Because we keep coming up, but, I have to do that right now because of physical limitations. I was sitting here, and I was putting my feet right where I was comfortable, and I realized my left foot is at a 90 degrees, so it can't lay flat like my other foot. It sits there up a little angle. It's like, but what? I have to learn to love myself right where I'm at, not be frustrated by it, not let it overtake my wisdom and knowledge, not let it get me down. God loves me right where I'm at. He's done some amazing things to get me here. I am very grateful for that. When we have that moment, you'll find yourself proud owners of everything that can't be bought, and love cannot be bought. Buying someone a car does not make them love you more or less, and it doesn't make you love them more or less. It's just an object. To sit there and know that. So, Philippians, or Ephesians again. Let me read it. I went and moved my notes. There it goes. I picked up the wrong book. Sorry. Philippians. So this is my prayer for you, that your love will flourish and that you will not only love much, but well. Learn to love appropriately. You need to use your head and test your feelings so that your love is sincere and intelligent, not sentimental gush. Live a lover's life. Circumvent and explanatory. A life Jesus would be proud of. Bountiful and fruits from the soul, making Jesus attractive to all that you meet and see. Getting everyone you know involved in this glory and praise of God. Getting everyone you know what? Involved in knowing they are embraced by God, loved unconditionally. Love yourself and love others as you love God. May you have a fantastic week. Amen.
Amen.